wanted the best. You've got the best podcast. The hottest podcast in the world. The Chris Voss Show, the preeminent podcast with guests so smart you may experience serious brain bleed. The CEOs, authors, thought leaders, visionaries, and motivators. Get ready. Strap yourself in. Keep your hands, arms, and legs inside the vehicle at all times, because you're about to go on a monster education roller coaster with your brain. Now, here's your host, Chris Voss.
I'm Oxus Voss here from thechrisvossshow.com. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. The Iron Lady seems to make it official. Boy, I sure love the wake-up call, that shrill voice the Iron Lady gives me. Welcome to the big show. As always, we're the family that loves you but doesn't judge you. What kind of better family couldn't you have? I mean, most of us have families, and there's a lot of judginess that goes on in those families. But the Chris Voss Show is the family that always loves you. And as long as you're not an evil person. You know, if you're evil, we might not love you as much. But if you listen to the show and the wonderful great authors and minds and people that come on that inspire you, maybe you'll learn to be less evil. So we kind of half accept you. See how that's working there? Because we want to change you to be less evil. But there's some people you can't save, and those are the people in the back. Anyway, guys, we have an amazing author on the show today. We'll be talking to her about her amazing book. In the meantime, refer the show to your family, friends, and relatives. Give us a like and referral there on the iTunes at goodreads.com/Chris Voss, linkedin.com/Chris Voss, and Chris Voss One, the TikTokity. She's the author of the latest book that just came out April 1st, 2024. It's called Tax Debt Rule Number One. There's always a solution. Morgan Q. Anderson joins us on the show. She's a tax professional who's going to help you with taxes, because if there's one thing that's true in life, and I forget the man who said it, there's two things that are constant in life that will always be there: death and taxes. So technically, if you really think about it, the taxes part is much better than the death part. So maybe we should be less apprehensive about the tax part and just kind of enjoy it, because the death part doesn't seem to be very enjoyable. At least that's what I've heard. Morgan Q. Anderson is always the is the CEO and founder of Golden Lion Tax Solutions and the author of their latest book. For the last 24 plus years, she has represented thousands of clients before the IRS and state tax agencies, successfully identifying the best solution, given their unique financial solution, and then negotiating their acceptance. She has mastered the complex labyrinth of the IRS and state tax systems during her career. Wow. Good for her. I mean, that's you get those manuals on how to fill out your tax return, and you need a doctorate in them. While pursuing resolutions for clients, she's escalated her cases up various ranks of the IRS, even successfully negotiating solutions for her clients with the National Taxpayer Advocate and the Director of the IRS Collections Appeals Division. Welcome to the show, Morgan. How are you?
Hey, Chris, thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm great. I'm excited to talk about, of all things, taxes.
There you go. What's better than talking about death?
See how I set that up.
So give us your .coms or wherever you want people to find you on the interwebs.
Yeah, goldenliontaxsolutions.com. And you can find me on LinkedIn and Facebook. That's about it. We keep it pretty simple, basic. We have an amazing library of blogs that I've written about all topics, about all things tax debt related. So there you go. You want to get your tax nerd on? Reach out to us.
There you go. Well, this is kind of the season. I think people they got to file their taxes, eh?
Yeah. Yeah. April 15th was the big push. Now all the accountants and CPAs are like, whew. Yeah. They're all a little brain dead for the next few weeks, deservedly so.
Yeah, it's a crazy push. Maybe they should change it so you have to pay taxes all year round, or maybe the filing is different. I know a lot of business people push their taxes off to September and stuff with extensions, right?
Yeah. Yeah. September and October.
So there's that push you're probably to deal with.
Yeah.
So give us a 30,000 overview of what you guys do there at Golden Lion Tax Solutions.
Sure. So we handle tax debt resolution for anybody who has the IRS and the state chasing after them about a debt, about a compliance problem. Mm-hmm. We step in, throw some armor on, and say, follow our lead. we gotcha. And then we push with the IRS and the state to get to the best solution for you based on your unique financial condition.
There you go.
Yeah.
When people start getting those notices of like, you know, audits or other things, is it true that audits are still like really rare? I think I heard somewhere once that you have a better chance of getting shot and murdered than you have getting on it. I don't know if that's true.
Well, I think that's true about going to jail over tax issues, right? Like, you're...
I wouldn't know. I mean, I...
Thankfully. Annually, only about 500 people go to jail over a tax debt situation.
Wow.
And yeah, so it's an extremely small percentage of the taxpayers across the U.S., mm-hmm. But what that comes with is a big asterisk that states, basically, the IRS and the states are always going to do everything they possibly can to encourage you mm-hmm. to address the tax debt issue. If you refuse, if you just flat out won't comply, then they're going to get nasty and ugly. Yeah. And my message to everybody is, it's not as scary as you think it is, right? You just need to open the notices, find somebody to work on your behalf, work with you. You can get it to a solution. Just don't run from it, because that's what makes it escalate and turn into kind of a runaway train.
There you go. I saw, you know, there was a, there, you know, you see lots of people that do IRS scams. There was somebody recently who's a famous, I think, announcer for the NFL or CBS or something, and he was like, he pulled some scam with his company and funneled somehow, it was like $17 million that they didn't pay in taxes somehow. I think one of the most famous things I remember seeing was it was the actor who played in the movie Blade, really great actor.
Wesley Snipes.
And yeah, he had some sort of scam that, I mean, he got involved with some guys who were like, yeah, we know how to, you know, game the system, and that was a bad idea.
Yeah, there's a lot of celebrities that fall to that.
Really?
They trust the wrong people to manage their money.
Yeah. There's a few other famous examples. There's the singer, the country singer. He got in trouble with the IRS and had to make an album that he had to give him. That was kind of funny. And then he just like made an album, and they're like, that's the IRS gets the royalties on that. And then who's the guy who does every movie and says no to nothing? He's the nephew or cousin of Francis Ford Coppola.
He was Nick Cage,
yeah.
Shakira had a tax debt.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of people over the years, and it simply comes down to that they aren't paying attention to it, right? You always leverage wherever you are with your business by hiring people to cover what you don't have time to focus on or isn't your specialty or, you know, don't want to focus on. Mm-hmm. And then when those people do you wrong, you're stuck.
Yeah. We even had someone on the show who ran up $500,000 in debt. I don't know how much it was in taxes, but basically he was a blue-collar contractor underbidding jobs and thought it was really cool because they had a lot of business.
Yeah.
And he forgot about the paying the taxes part of, you know, what you have to do with the employment stuff. So tell us a little bit about how you got into this business. What made you – you've been in it for a long time. What attracted you to this business? What motivated you to get into it? What do you really find fulfilling in helping people?
You know, I tripped into the industry, to tell you the truth. I was managing a candle store in Boulder, Colorado, on the famous Pearl Street Mall, bored out of my mind, right? I love numbers, love law, love helping people. And I answered an ad for an assistant, an administrative assistant. And it happened to be for a company that did tax debt resolution services. And I fell into this world that I love. You know, if you've been doing something for almost 25 years and you wake up every morning saying, what do I get to handle today? Right. And you're still inspired by doing right by your clients and fighting for the best outcome you can get for them. You're in the right world. You're in the right career. And that's what it is for me.
Yeah. Well, you got to find something you love, and it's great that, you know, you find something you love that maybe a lot of other people are like, oh no, what a headache. Math. People don't like math. I think that's part of the problem with taxes. Yeah, I have to
that's
add,
part of it.
I have to add compute. So there you go. So when people want to work with you or have you take a look at them, I imagine you deal with both individual tax situations and business.
Yeah, we do. We do. I would say about 90% of our clients are small business owners. And we handle IRS and state tax agencies because we're licensed as enrolled agents by the federal government. So we're not confined to operating within a state, like a CPA or an attorney. So, yeah.
There you go. That works out pretty good. I know they recently roll that out a few years ago? I had a friend who became a tax thing, and he had to go through all the testing and stuff with the IRS or something.
The enrolled agent program has been around a lot longer than I've had my license, and I've had it since 2004. So, but it's not as well known. You know, people say, oh, I need help with my taxes, and they look for an attorney or a CPA. But enrolled agents have been getting out there more and more.
Wow. Yeah, I just learned of it last couple of years because my friend got into doing taxes, and he's like, yeah, I take this course, and I'm like, wow, okay, well, that's interesting. But yeah, you want somebody who knows the IRS system to help. I mean, talk about what is the difference advantages someone has working with you over hiring an attorney or a CPA to clean up the, you know, maybe a mess they made.
Well, part of it is you want to look for somebody who's been doing it a long time, right? Anytime you've got something, especially as intimate as a financial situation, you want to make sure you've got the best that you can possibly find to represent you. And, you know, that's a lot of what we depend on with our reputation is the longevity of how long we've been in a space. And if you've been in a space for 25 years and you're not an expert, maybe you should find something else. I'm just going to throw that out there. But, you know, we've seen and handled and resolved pretty much any type of tax debt situation you can think of. It's pretty impressive when I look back, and I'm not trying to be egotistical or anything, but when you look back and you see all the different lives that you've impacted through the work that you do, it still gives you goosebumps.
There you go. Well, the letters can be scary. Anytime you owe money to somebody, they can be scary. So, and sometimes if you're getting behind, they can be scary. But, you know, I think the IRS even more so, because I think people fear jail. You know, they're like, oh, no, I could go to jail if I don't answer this letter. So I guess one of the ways you help kind of emotionally diffuse all that and help people work on an intellectual basis to go, hey, we have this resolved. That's why I kind of like your book. The title of it is There's Always a Solution, and that's your communication through it, is there's a way, you just have to address it, you can't ignore it.
Right. It's when you ignore it that the penalties and the interest just start snowballing. I've had a lot of clients come to me and like, I've been afraid to file my tax returns for the last few years because I know I'm going to owe them. Okay, let's draw a big old deep line in the sand, right? Like from now on, you have to be good. Let's get that focused accomplished first, and then we focus on the solution to the old stuff. I'll hold the IRS or the state at bay while we get you in compliance, and then we'll work out a solution. There's always a solution. I have never had a client case in the thousands that I've handled that we couldn't resolve.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you go. And so, yeah, there's a good lesson for people. Just deal with it. And so, what are some other aspects of the book that people will find in there?
Ooh, how about the key to audits?
Oh.
If you get a notice from the IRS or the state saying, oh, we need to audit your 2022 tax return, for example, I have tips and tricks on how to address it, what you can do yourself to try to save money, right? And how to deal with them and how to make sure that you leverage the negotiation on your terms versus theirs. And when you should get somebody involved, right? Your accountant or CPA, a tax debt resolution professional like our firm. But there's several different levels of audits that you can go through. And I call them flavors. There's the vanilla ice cream flavor, right? Which is most of them. And then there's the god-awful four alarm ghost pepper you know, that, that you can be threatened with. And I give you tips and tricks on all of those.
There you go.
Yeah.
The ghost pepper level.
Yeah. Those are nasty. Those are nasty. That's when they come in with several agents and they take over your conference room and all of your employees are walking by going, "What is happening? Should we be afraid?"
Yeah. We just got raided by the IRS.
Yeah.
Like, what's happening now?
I've only been involved with one of those, and I got brought in after everything started.
Oh, really?
And we were still able to diffuse the heat of the situation to where it could be dealt with. It's when you don't try to take action and when you aren't proactive in dealing with it, that it just gets ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how my first 8 marriages worked. So I tried ignoring everything as long as possible.
Yeah, that never works. It always bites you in the rear end at the end.
And that's why I don't own anything anymore. What are some examples maybe of people you've worked for? Do you have some great stories that you've really helped people, maybe some numbers of savings and turnarounds?
Yeah. The offer and compromise settlement program is the big one that everybody sees on the commercials, right? Mm-hmm. There's always this couple standing in front of this big, beautiful home, and we owed $300,000 to the IRS, and I hired XYZ business to handle it for me, and I ended up only paying $5,000. Well, that program...
Yeah.
Right? Seems a little sketchy. There is that program. It is a valid resolution plan. I just had a couple up in Minnesota, both self-employed. They owed $350,000 between the two of them. I know, right? Have a family, have kids, you know. They both work very hard and just could never get ahead financially. And we ended up getting a solution at $12,000 for them.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's freaking amazing.
I know.
That's a lot of money.
But there's, as with everything with taxes, there's a big asterisk with it, right? Like, you can't be paying for your kids' college tuition. You can't have 5 vehicles, you know.
Oh.
They keep you limited to just what you need for your health and welfare. And that's what a lot of those misleading ads don't tell you. Yeah, you can get those solutions, but not everybody qualifies. Not everybody wants to be in a financial condition where they would qualify, right?
So because I have to give it the Lamborghinis and the Ferraris, maybe.
Yeah. Funny enough, I kid you not, I was dealing with a case for a guy. I was dealing with a revenue officer in the state of Illinois, and this taxpayer was just, "I have nothing. I can't afford to give anything to the IRS." So I have my battle armor on, right? And I'm dealing with this revenue officer, and I'm telling him we just can't do anything more than $200 a month to address this debt. And he says, "Okay, I'm going to go back and run the figures. I'm going to do my due diligence, and I'll call you back in the next week." So I get a call back from the revenue officer, and he said, "So are you sure he's told you everything?"
Oh.
I said, "Well, I think so. Why, what are you hinting at?" Ask him about the car he inherited from a family member. And it turned out this guy had a Lamborghini that his uncle had left him. I kid you not. Well, and he's like, "Well, I didn't think the IRS could have that because it's something that somebody gifted to me." I said, "I don't know where you learned that. That obviously is not true." So, yeah.
That's funny.
It was easy
to forget that Lambo that you have in the garage. It's
right.
I forget it all the time. I'm like, right? I'm like, "Is it the Chevy or is it the Lambo? I forget what's in there."
Hey, I need to come hang out with you. I am a huge car buff. Huge car buff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was married 8 times before, 7 times. We have to keep changing it. That's the callback joke. It's 10, 9, 8, 7. People ask me when they meet me, they're like, "How many times have you been married? Because you change the number every time." I'm like, "I haven't been married at all. That's the joke." So
that's why you still have the Lamborghini.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
That's why I bought one in the first place. You know, I did. I remember one time one of my girlfriends I was engaged to, she said, "So which do you love more, me or your BMWs?" And I said, don't put me on the spot. Don't make me answer that question.
No. And anybody who is a gearhead, if somebody is dating them, they should know better than to ask that question. Well, because they're going to be disappointed every time.
Yeah, I mean, you're just being a realist. Women tend to leave, and my car will never leave me unless it gets stolen. So there's that. So, you know, you just have to be a realist.
Yep. Yes, you do.
My car never tells me, you know, I've decided this isn't working out, Chris. We're going leaving. That's why I have dogs and Lamborghinis.
No, but if you have navigation systems, they squawk at you like a spouse, right?
That's true. I have enough of that going on. I have a mom and a sister, so that fills my feminine bucket and dates. So that gets me close enough to the edge of blowing lots of money on things. So some of the other resolutions, you've got some videos that you have on your website. I think maybe YouTube. Is that what those connected to?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. YouTube, our social media has them. They're out, linked to our website. Yeah, here's the thing. Information is one of, and knowledge about something like a tax debt is one of the strongest things you can add to your bag when you're dealing with the situation. Mm-hmm. And we give it away freely because the more educated taxpayers are about a tax debt situation, the more they're going to realize that there is always a solution. You know, it's scary. When people think of the IRS and the state tax agencies, I always laugh about this. They picture this 1950s-esque guy showing up on their front door, banging on it in a fedora and an overcoat with a gun and a badge, saying, "We're going to take your firstborn." I mean, really, that is the mental image that people have of the IRS. They've done a very good job of creating that idea.
Yeah.
But it's just not that way in reality.
Yeah, because most people know if those folks have teenagers and they offer to take the firstborn, they'll likely give it to them.
Take it.
I've got a lot of friends who have teenagers right now.
Yeah, well, all of us have that viewpoint. Well, I shouldn't say all of us. Yeah. Most of us do. The other ones say, "Don't talk about my Johnny or Jill that way."
I don't have a teenager, so I don't have the viewpoint either. So there's that. It's a funny joke. Anyway, I don't know why we keep doing callback jokes to how many kids I have. Well, a thing on your website, you have something called our golden difference. Tell us what that is and how that makes you different and better than other tax solution providers out there.
You know, a common theme that I hear from people who find us after they've been dealing with the debt for a while is they don't know where to get answers. From the first time we speak with somebody, we are telling them what to expect through the whole process. And then as we work with them, we're calling them and letting them know, "Hey, I just got off the phone with the state. Here's where we are right now. Here's what our next few steps are." So we really focus on educating our clients so they have that peace of mind that they know what's going on. They trust that we are doing what we say we're going to do for them. And then we're keeping them apprised along the way. If you don't know what's happening with a situation and it's something that you're uncomfortable with from the get-go, it's like throwing fuel on a fire of discontent and fear. So when somebody's working with us, they know everything that's going on the whole way.
There you go.
So that, and we are relentlessly persistent with what we want to get accomplished for our clients.
There you go. It's answer the emails, communicate, talk, you know, don't subscribe to some sort of tax scam thing where we figured out how you don't have to pay taxes at all. You know, you see some of these, what do they call those people? The citizens. They think they're citizens, sovereign citizens.
Oh, good Lord.
I cover
that in my book. Yeah. Don't fall for that.
Do you really?
Oh yeah. Don't fall for the, should I change my name and move to Brazil? Should I part of a movie scene, right? Where they jump in their car after grabbing cash and a fake passport from the back of a safe and they drive down the street and blow up their home. Not necessary. It's not realistic. It's not necessary. It's not needed. You can always get to a solution. Don't let it drive you to the point of fear like that. I actually, when I first was starting in this industry, I had a friend who disclosed to me that her father had committed suicide over the stock market crash, Black Monday, and then the financial ramifications thereafter. And one of his breaking points was the IRS debt.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It was so sad. I mean, it's a horrible thing to have gone through, but boy, that story has stuck with me all these years. Yeah,
saving lives. I think there's probably a lot of people that's happened to. They get into debt and do that. Yeah, one of my favorite things to watch on TikTok is the sovereign citizen court cases or the arrest when they pick them up in the car. And they're like, I'm not giving you my ID. And you're just, you know, and they're reading off some stupid manifest they printed off from the internet. And I'm like, you're seriously basing this on crap you found on the internet?
Yeah.
Like, have you been there? And then I like when they're arguing with the judge, they're trying to represent themselves in court. And so I kind of like, I don't know what it is. I love, anytime I get depressed, I go watch Cops, the TV show, after about an hour or two of that. You're not depressed anymore. You're like,
yeah, no.
Great life. I never get pulled over. I'm never drunk when I'm pulled over or high on drugs. I use that for home. Don't do that, folks. Don't do that. But I never wear a wife beater or walk around my house with my shirt off because I always know that if the cops were to ever show up, I'm the guy who goes to prison first, the guy with the shirt on. It's always, there's like a rule. It's either the guy in the wife beater or the guy with no shirt. He's the guy who's going into jail.
I
love those sovereign.
I feel bad for them, though, because these people buy into it 100%.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're ready to die on the hill for that whole argument. And it just doesn't make sense. You're going to lose every single time.
Yeah. I'm a rebel. I'm anti-authority. It's probably why I've been an entrepreneur since 18. I don't work with people well, I guess, and I don't take authority well. But if you show me a badge and you have a license to kill, I'm become really very compliant.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a point of standing up for yourself versus just being dumb.
Yeah. And especially pissing off people that have that ability and lawful regulation.
It's like,
here's my driver's license, sir, and my insurance, and please don't hurt me.
Exactly.
That's my policy. I always love when they try and push all the buttons. And so you shouldn't do that with the IRS either.
Evidently. No, not at all. Yeah. And there is a way to deal with that, right? Like I said, there's always a solution. There's a way to deal with what's happening. Mm-hmm. Just don't go to extremes. I did have a revenue officer once say to me that he had gone to do a field visit with my brand new client. Right. Mm-hmm. And he said, now I have to tell you, it was a pretty impassioned exchange. I said, well, what happened? And he said, well, I showed him my badge and told him I was there to talk about collecting on this debt. And your new client picked me up by the collar of my shirt and pinned me against the wall and said, don't you know that I pay for your salary?
Wow.
And he said, I said, oh my gosh, I am so sorry. You know, there's a way to solve this. What can we do? And he said, well, I just calmly said to him, sir, you haven't paid your taxes. So no, you haven't paid my salary. I was, oh my gosh, are you serious? And you know what? The revenue officer couldn't have been nicer. He said, listen, I get it. When people owe taxes to the IRS and to the state, they're scared.
Yeah.
So it's that fight or flight instinct, right? And he thought he would fight. And as soon as I said it, the guy let go of me and said, I'm hiring somebody to handle this and walk back in the house. So, if I can walk that situation back and like calm things down. Yeah.
That's like assault. So that IRS agent was nice.
He could have had him arrested. Yes, he could have. Yeah. But
don't grab a hold of people.
Yeah, no. Good Lord, no. Yeah. No.
you can spit in someone's direction. That's assault.
Everything's assault anymore.
Pretty much. Know? Yeah, the new DEI microaggression crap I find it particularly annoying.
Ugh.
It's like you assaulted me and I'm like, "What? You looked wrong at me." And I'm like,
"Give me a break." You know, Dennis Leary said it best, put on a helmet, right? Like, if you feel that way, put on a helmet and before you walk out the door, because you're not going to be able to deal with anything.
We need to start issuing those at colleges, evidently. those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, we're in the midst of a lot of arrests going on with the Palestinians supporting, and I'm not sure if there's some Hamas support there, but it's, I kind of wonder about what they're signaling, but I don't know. But yeah, it's just, I mean, there's a lot of egalitarian emotionalism that lives in our colleges nowadays. Logic and reason seems to be gone.
Well, and I've seen interviews with some of these protesters where they've said, what are you protesting? Like, what is it that that has happened to Palestine and to Hamas that you're defending? And they can't answer it.
Yeah, they just, I mean, at that age, they're just buying into whatever. It's kind of a, it's kind of a way to be cool, I guess, or something. I don't know. Some people have some interesting attitudes in life. So what have we covered about taxes and how you guys help people that we should talk about and enlighten people about?
You know, really just that there's always a solution. What you don't want to do is give up control. You don't want to have to be reactionary to the IRS or the state coming and knocking on your door, right? At that point, you've lost the control of the chessboard. You want to be the one to say, okay, there's a problem here. How do I get to a solution? Don't hide and run from it. It's just going to make the penalties and interest just continue to accumulate and grow. I mean, right now, the IRS alone is charging 8% interest on every tax dollar that's past due.
Wow.
And that includes any penalties and added interest that are already on there. So it just starts rolling and rolling and rolling and rolling. And, you know, people don't always want to hear this, but sometimes we say, okay, you have equity in your home. You should tap it. Right? Because if you're paying 8% interest on an IRS debt and you can't write off that interest on your tax return, but you can get a mortgage at 6.5%, pay off the tax debt, and you can claim that interest on your tax return, you're leveraging your money better.
There you go. And then you can get off your back, you can sleep at night, not worry about stuff.
Absolutely.
Then you can just worry about your eight marriages.
Well, not so much the marriages, it's the compensation that you have to pay when they dissolve, right?
Splitting
of assets and all of the maintenance. There you go.
Yep. There you go.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've run out of the callback joke for that marriage thing. So how can people onboard with you? How can they reach out to you? How can they get involved with you if they want to know more?
Go to our website, GoldenLionTaxSolutions.com. My direct phone number's on there. My email's on there. Reach out to us.
There you go. Well, thank you very much for coming on the show. We really appreciate it. And we've learned a lot here. It's kind of nice to know there's not as many people going to jail that you think are going to jail. Like, I always think there's like a whole lot of people. You know, you see all the stories. I was amazed recently with Steve Garvey owed like $400,000 in taxes. And I was like, doesn't he have money? Like, I know that guy's got money.
Yeah. I mean, but then again, it's trusting the wrong people to manage it. You know, that's the problem. So, yes, you should always keep your wallet close to you. Even as big as you get, you know, double check, put checks and balance systems in place to make sure you're looking out for you, because nobody else is going to look out for you the way that you will.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. I remember when I think Billy Joel lost almost $100 million trusting Christie Brinkley's brother to manage his money. And there's lots of examples of that. It's crazy. Yeah. So mind your money.
Yes, your money, absolutely.
Because, you know, it's just life. You kind of have to learn to do everything when it comes down to it, at least in my book, being an entrepreneur. You've got to, you know, can't be a master of everything, but you've got to at least be a novice in everything and try and understand stuff. You can't just willy-nilly just trust everyone and forget about it. That or you just have to hire very good professionals. You know, if you're like the Blade gentleman, Wesley Snipes, you know, hiring some seedy Florida company that, like, hey, we figured out, you know, you're probably in trouble. So there you go. So thank you very much for coming on the show. Thanks. Give us the .coms as we go out.
Okay, goldenliontaxsolutions.com. Thanks for having me, Chris. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Order the book, folks, wherever fine books are sold. Tax Debt Rule Number 1, There's Always a Solution, by Morgan Q. Anderson, out April 1st, 2024. Thanks to our audience for tuning in. Go to goodreads.com, ForChessChrisVoss, LinkedIn.com, ForChessChrisVoss, ChrisVoss1, the TikTok, and all those crazy places on the internet. Thanks for tuning in. Be good to each other. Stay safe. We'll see you next time. And that should have us out.